Welcome to From the Outside In. I'm your host, Debbie Penzone. This episode with Adrian and Tegan was recorded on location at Penzone Salon and Spa in Gahanna, New Albany. I draw so much inspiration from nature and the environment around me. That's why I get so inspired when the temperatures begin to cool down and the leaves begin to turn color to that fiery orange and all those red hues. It means one thing. Fall is upon us. In today's episode, our artists are sharing their inspirations for the seasons and some of the runway looks that are really influencing hair and makeup trends for the fall season. If you find that you're in a style rut, take a listen and get inspired. Here's your opportunity to explore something new and improve your life from the outside in. I'm here today with a few of our rising stars at Penzone Gahanna. Let's get to know who's with us today, Adrian and Tegan, and tell us a little bit about yourselves and how your journey led you to Penzone. So let's go ahead and begin with Adrian.
Hi, everyone. My name is Adrian. I have been with Penzone for about 3 years now, and I've been doing hair for about 4. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and have been coming to Penzone salons for as long as I can remember.
Like a little girl?
Yes.
So powerful.
Because I know.
I think so many of us that love this beauty industry that are born to do it.
Yeah.
When we first, as a little girl, step a foot into a salon and spa, it is like the best day ever that we remember forever, those experiences that then lead us to this career.
Exactly. Exactly. I've definitely always coming there. I've always admired the positive atmosphere and just the overall aesthetic of the salon.
Yes.
Which was definitely different than any other place that I've ever been to. And that is initially what drew me in and made me want to start working here. A little background also is that my mom also does hair and she's been doing it for about 30 years. So she's definitely where I found most of my inspiration. But yeah.
And that's pretty cool because oftentimes I would think a daughter's like, oh, mom, you're doing it, you
right.
know? But how empowering and inspiring that you wanted to do what your mom does.
Exactly.
Because you could see how much she enjoyed it and loved it and that gift of beauty that she could give as well.
Right. And my mom would still come to Penzone too. She would go and get her hair done there and eyebrows waxed. And she was like, let's just go anyway. She knows she could do it. But she was they just loved like the overall atmosphere of it. So it was always fun to just kind of do that with her.
That level of experience mm-hmm. is so important for us.
Yeah.
And it is great to hear that you were a raving fan and a guest at Penzone and then said, I want to create a career there.
Yep.
That's great. Thank you for sharing a little bit of a behind the scenes
of
your journey and the why of you coming to Penzone with us.
Yep, of course.
Tegan.
Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's hear a little bit about your life story and what brought you here to Penzone.
Okay, definitely. So I would say my passion for beauty and skincare started when I was fairly young. Mm-hmm. My mom and I would always do these spa days, and these spa days would consist of me giving her facials, the craziest makeovers, craziest hairdos for hours on end. We would do that all the time and have so much fun. I mean, I loved it. Mm-hmm. She obviously loved being pampered for the day. And I think that I just kind of carried that into like my adult years, loving beauty and makeup. And I really enjoyed finding new skincare routines, new makeup looks to try on myself to help me feel beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking, you know, why not do this for other people, other men and women, help them feel beautiful about themselves and make a career out of it and kind of, you know, a win-win situation. And I eventually, you know, went to school. I got my aesthetics license finally. And I one day reached out to you, Debbie, personally, and you got right back to me the next day. I got a phone call and was set up with an interview and it all happened so fast, but I felt so blessed to, you know, be welcomed into such an amazing company. And then here I am today sitting in front of you now on this podcast.
Isn't that just crazy. Amazing how it comes full circle?
Yeah.
I think it was through Instagram, right?
Yes.
Because I love that connection. I know I've been I've been able to reach out and connect with so many, you know, skin artists, those hair artists and beauty professionals that way. And it seems like such a great connection. I know even for our team, you know, even to connect them with other PennZone team members so that they can personally ask them, like, how do you like it? What do you think? Yeah. And really get that feedback, not just from me, but from some of our other team. It's very powerful. Yes, so, and that is the new business card now. And I know you both know it. And with Instagram, being able to show your talent and share those experiences, right, on Instagram is so powerful.
Yes.
So I was so glad that you had the courage to just say, I'm PennZone material. I'm doing it.
I was like, I'm just going to reach out and try it out. Why not? You never know unless you try. So
right. And then, no, I love that approachability. And I love being able to know that you felt so comfortable to reach out and say, hey, Debbie, you know, I don't know if you call me Debbie, you probably said Mrs. PennZone, but anyway, but I love that because it makes our company feel so real authentic. And I've been in the beauty industry 34 years, so I get it, you know, and I love connecting to future beauty professionals and being able to see how I can give them advice or guide them or welcome them into our company.
Yes.
So thanks for taking the time to reach out.
Of course.
And that's, you know, the first step is always the most powerful.
Right.
Because if you follow through on a dream, you can make it happen.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, we're here at a brand new season and it feels so good with fall coming and the weather is so crisp at 50 degrees today. It just felt so wonderful to start a new season. And especially, let's say, you know, for our listeners that have found themselves in this COVID style rut. Adrienne, you know, what's hot for haircuts and styles this fall?
I definitely think when the season starts to change, most clients have a craving for a fresh start or an overall just kind of new look. Men, I'm going to start out with men, but for them, I feel like they definitely stick with whatever they're comfortable with and do pretty much the same overall. Mm-hmm. But I think when it starts to get cooler, I think of longer and fuller looks such as not only growing out their hair, but maybe growing facial hair as well.
Oh, yes. I love seeing that style on guys now. It's really cool that they have that vibe of not just a great haircut and style, but now the facial hair really creates that look. You feel like it just sets that trend.
It does. Yeah. It definitely does. And I just feel like with the cooler weather, it just kind of keeps everyone warm.
Yes.
That's so funny.
And it's great. They can do so many different things with the beards and the mustaches. And you know, even the sideburns now. I've seen some really cool styles and cuts, you know, that kind of add that different look to it.
Right, exactly. But I think as far as women and children, I think cutting their hair into like a lob or a bob with a lot of texture or maybe adding some sort of fringe or curtain bang. I think bangs in general are really making a comeback.
Yes, I've seen a lot around the salons lately.
Yes.
And they've been so bold and powerful.
Yes.
But because of the mask, like it's all about the eyes.
Yeah.
And when you do a bang on that, it's like, boom.
Right.
You know, the eyes really stand out. So
yeah.
I'm glad to hear. So you're seeing a curtain bang, which kind of explain that to our listeners. If they want to ask for a curtain bang, but they really don't know what it is. What is a curtain bang?
When people say curtain bang, it brings me back to like Hillary Duff when she, when she would have, it would kind of, it's not so much of a full bang, but it's not so much of a fringe bang. It's kind of in the middle where it kind of comes forward and sweeps away from your face. So it kind of, I feel like, frames your face and
kind
just
like
brings
a
out. Exactly.
That's probably where
like
it got its name.
Exactly.
No, seriously. I think that's, you know, a lot of times we hear these trends and then we're like, well, what really are we asking for?
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, fuller. It definitely sweeps away from the face, opens up the eyes, but adds a little softness to the forehead.
Yeah. Right. That's what I,
yes. So the curtain bangs are popular. Are you also seeing the bold bang as well?
I am. Yeah, I definitely am. I do a lot of bangs actually. I've had a lot of people coming in that have never even had bangs before that are like, I really want to do something different and do something that I've never done before. And there's a lot of people that have been keeping up with it and just love that new look and that new style.
And that's pretty powerful too for, you know, that creates a whole new look with your face shape and your eyes.
Right.
When you add that bang.
Oh yeah.
So something as little as get your bangs done differently.
Exactly.
Can make a big difference in your overall style. So if somebody even didn't want to give up their length, still love their long hair, but we're like, you know, I'm just craving something new for fall. A new style bang could be
exactly
the look for them.
Exactly.
And then the lob. I know sometimes I hear What is a lob? I know what a bob is, Debbie, because, you know, as a stylist, a lot of my friends know I'm licensed and everything. Like, what is this lob thing? I know right. what a bob is, but how would you describe a lob?
I would say it is, I feel like there's a lot of different kinds, mm-hmm. But it's definitely where it is slightly shorter in the back and it comes longer in the front.
Okay.
But the angle just depends on really whatever you're looking for. You can do something more severe or you mm-hmm. can do something more subtle. But I think it just adds a little something, especially if you want to keep the length, but just want something a little different. I think it's a fun little way to switch it up.
So that length would give you a little bit of the length in the front
yep,
to make you feel like you still had the longer
yeah.
hair.
Yeah.
But then with the back being more bobbed off, it gives you a little bit more thickness.
Right. It gets in that angle. I just think.
Mm-hmm. Adds a more dramatic look to it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Okay, great. All right, Tegan, we all know that our makeup game has totally changed with all of the intro to mask in our daily lives.
Sure.
How has this edition, you know, really evolved what's trending in makeup for fall?
Yeah, definitely. So I do believe that the masks have made makeup looks a little bit more challenging these days, mm-hmm. but definitely a little bit more interesting as well.
Yes.
I think that during the fall, it's really trending to have like a more darker eye look, kind of like a smoky eye,
uh-huh.
and kind of do a more bold eye look to really draw attention to the eyes, really show them off. I mean, why not? Since that's basically all you can see with the mask uh-huh. these days. And I've also seen to do, instead of a black liner, use like a colored liner, so
yes.
like orange or burgundy. And add that on there. And it really adds a perfect touch of color. And just with a nice feathered brow. I think feathered brows have really been in lately.
Yes.
And I know that with the weather getting a little cooler, your mm-hmm. skin can begin to look a little duller than usual.
Mm-hmm.
So you can easily fix this right up with mm-hmm. just a little bit of highlighter. You can apply the highlighter just to the high points of your face, like your cheekbones, your eyebrow bone, and your Cupid's bow.
Uh-huh.
And that'll really add a nice little pop as well.
And that would add a little bit more shine to make
yeah.
you feel like you have more of that, which I love, that dewy makeup look.
Exactly.
It's like that dewy look that just looks so bright and has a little glow to it.
Yes.
So the highlighter would go underneath your brow,
yeah.
above your cheek, and then where else did you
And on your Cupid's bow, I know that that's something that you're not really seeing that often, but
yeah.
you maybe wanted to try it out if you were just at home for the day
yeah.
and wanted to add a little touch of color,
yes.
you can do that as
yes.
well.
And with the eyeliners, I love to hear the bold pop of color for an eyeliner and not
yes.
just going with the traditional black and brown eyeliner,
yes.
but really popping this bold color on your eyes. It's almost like, I think I heard somewhere it was like an artistic eyeliner.
Yes.
Like it's almost like that artist look.
Yes. And
real bold and bright.
Yes. And that's another trend, is kind of being more artsy with your eyeshadow, eyeliner, just kind of adding like, you know, art into it to
like somebody was painted it on.
Yes.
You know,
and
like, and you see the eyeliner.
Yes.
Not just by the lash line,
but
now you're
lid.
Seeing, yeah, you're seeing
yeah.
the eyeliner up on the lid.
Uh-huh.
And it's not so thin. It's like a bold color.
Yes.
Yeah.
So fun.
I've seen that. I just love that kind of bold look. And I think what really frames it nice that you talked about is that feathered brow.
Yes.
And you're seeing a lot of the fluffy, feathered brow too,
yes.
right now?
Yes.
And people are really adding that fullness to their brows.
Yes, definitely.
And what do you feel? What's something good to help people to be able to get that feathered or fullness in their brow?
Yes. So we actually have an amazing palette here by mm-hmm. Youngblood.
Okay.
And it's an eyebrow artiste palette.
Oh, I love the Youngblood.
And
yeah.
yes, it's amazing. And it has a gel in it and then mm-hmm. a powder. So you can kind of shape the brows with the gel as
okay.
you would want them, you know, kind of feather them up.
Okay.
And then add a little bit of color in there with the powder that's in the palette. And you just get the perfect feathered brow look with
that's
that palette.
Great.
Yes.
And for our listeners as well, they can also do like a consultation or even book like a makeup practice
oh,
or
yeah.
Learning so that they can learn how to do their brows
yes.
with something like that. Like if they really wanted to come in and say, I just want, Tegan, can you just show me how to do this feathered
oh,
brow
yeah.
or how I can create it myself at home?
Yes. No, I would love that. That's definitely something we do here because, you know, not everyone knows how to fill in their brows the correct way. And, you know, practice makes perfect. The more you practice, the more you're going to get there.
Yeah. But, and to get that knowledge, because I know, being in the industry, sometimes we don't realize how much knowledge we know because we started and we were little girls. Right. You know, we were experimenting, we were doing it. And then we went to school and we got educated. Then we continued to get training and training and training and all. I know we've had all of our new classes and our education classes coming out for our spa team and our hair team this fall on all the fall looks and educating, you know, our team to stay up on the latest trends.
Yeah.
I think that's just one opportunity to let the listeners know that you can come in for consultations and for makeup trials and stuff like that and be able to, or even a blowout to really be able to, you know, ask and talk about it and see if it's something that you want to try, but also to get, you know, educate our listeners to come in and get hands-on with it and learn how to do it yourself because it's not easy if you don't know where should my brow start?
Right.
Where's the arch? Where's a good place on my face? For the arch. Yeah. And then where should it end?
Exactly.
To really create that beautiful brow shape on the eyes that can just make them stand out.
Yes. Those 3 points are really important.
We did a lot of that in the, you know, I've been a certified look good, feel better professional where we go to the hospitals and we work a lot with the cancer patients. Oh. And as they're going through that process, of course, of losing their hair, they lose their eyebrows. And so we have to take the time to show them how to draw it on. And to show them, you know, each eye is different. You know, you go each eye, so you don't want to make it perfectly straight because our face is not perfectly straight. Right. Each side is different.
Right.
But in trying to show those 3 points, I think is really, gosh, it's just enlightening.
Yes.
For the, you know, the customers that are in the little class are like, wow, I never knew that.
Right.
So I just feel like there's so much amazing information that you guys are aware of to share with our community and the little times that they can take just to come in for a consultation or, you know, a little class would really make a big difference.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree.
To take their styling at home to that next level.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And so since we heard from Tegan about the fall colors and makeup and the bold eyeliners and what we're seeing there in makeup, you know, let's talk color for hair. And I know there's so much inspiration that we pull from as hair colorists in the fall seasons when we see some of those, you know, outdoor colors like the leaves changing and some of those really rich colors we're seeing for fall. So what do you feel, Adrian, is going to be the hot hair color? And also the technique of doing it. Because I think that's now, you know, one of the top hair color reasons is not just the color, but the technique that we're seeing.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like this is definitely a really fun time in the salon just because I think a lot of clients are transitioning from that beachy highlighted blonde look to more of the darker, warmer tones that fit with the season.
Yes.
I also think pushing clients out of their comfort zone to do something a little different, like adding some red or copper or caramel or just any sort of warmer tones to the hair to just kind of bring out their complexion a little more.
Yeah.
But I think balayage is definitely something that is very popular.
And do you, and I guess too, for the balayage, can you explain that to our listeners? Because again, you know, I still get a lot of questions about balayage and what is it? And the results I know can vary from, you know, having no color at the roots to really seeing that painted on color from the roots down to the ends. And I think it's more of that artistic ability of painting on the color that balayage has provided for the hair artist and the colorist has been such an amazing opportunity because you can really personalize that to each guest. So can you kind of explain, like, how do you talk when somebody comes in and says, what is balayage and is this what I want?
Right. I think balayage is definitely not one specific thing. It's definitely a technique.
Okay.
You can, it looks different on everyone depending on what they want. You can do something to where you can bring it all the way up to the root if they want it to look more of that highlighted look but have a softer grow out.
Okay.
Or you can keep it more towards the mid shaft and the ends and you can add more, more blonde or less blonde just depending on really, it just depends on what you're looking for.
And with the balayage, it seems like I see more and more color bowls of adding a variety of colors for that to create that natural balayage look that when you see it on Instagram, you're like, wow, that is so natural, but yet powerful. The color is just so beautiful.
Right.
I think we've heard this term before, but yeah, it's always great to share with our listeners. What is the money piece?
So a money piece is kind of like a bolder, brighter piece around your face just mm-hmm. to kind of keep the brightness overall. I feel like a lot of people like to put the money piece in if they do want to keep an overall brighter look, mm-hmm. but you can still darken the rest of the hair, but I still think it brings out your facial features and everything like that. So I think it's a really great way to incorporate having some lightness in your hair with the darker tones also.
So it's kind of a bold, bright statement.
Yes.
And you can place it different places. So it could be like if your hair is parted in the middle,
right?
You could have on each side of the part.
Yep.
Two big money pieces right there.
Exactly.
You know, that were bold, striking, you know,
exactly,
lighter than the rest of the hair tone. So it doesn't necessarily right. have to be blonde, right?
Right. No, not at all.
It's just a little lighter than the natural color. Or it yes. can even be like bold. Like I've seen a lot of really bolder colors, like, you know, lavender.
Yes.
You know,
that is a new trend.
Red, mm-hmm. you know, pink. Other bold money pieces, it seems like the colors.
Yes.
Where else would you put it besides just in the top of the hair on the part? Would you put it on the sides at all too?
I feel like yes, but I feel like it's more so you would kind of fan it down and back just because I feel like that way it frames the face better.
Yes.
But mainly I would say it keeping it around the face and even all over the hairline so you can part your hair either way and mm-hmm. do whatever you want with it really.
Yeah. So with the warm tones and color, when somebody comes in for a consultation or even, you know, going ahead and booking a balayage with you and you talk about what color they want to move into, mm-hmm. You really add your expert advice with it. And how do you find the color that's right for that person? Because I think that's important. I know I stood behind the chair and I would get yes. these photos
right.
from my customers. And now I'm sure you get a lot of Instagram
oh,
pictures
yeah. yeah.
Or, you know, a lot of the Pinterest pictures of, I want this color. But we really need to be careful to share with them so that it can be personalized to their skin and eyes as well.
Exactly.
How do you focus on that? And how do you share that knowledge with the person about color? Because you guys are so knowledgeable about the color wheel
right.
and complementary colors and how that really makes a huge difference
right.
fitting that personalized color for that person. So say somebody comes in this fall and says, okay, I want to go red. There's
yeah.
lots of different reds, right?
Exactly. And that's when I definitely bring out the color swatches. And
okay.
I love when people bring in pictures. I do because
yes.
it does give some sort of inspiration of what they're looking for.
Yes.
But I am very honest with them if mm-hmm. I think either the picture is a filter or it's in certain lighting. And you have to be careful of your hair might look a certain way inside than it does outside. It's always mm-hmm. going to look different. And I explain that to them.
And then with the swatches that you bring out, so the swatches you can really put right next to their skin to even
right.
show them if it complements their skin and their eyes.
Right.
So they can really see it too. I think that's really kind
yes.
of fun to kind of be able to go through some swatches and look at the color right there up close
right.
on them.
Right. And I think with like people's underlying, like their skin tones and stuff like that, different colors will obviously look better on different people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important. Just, you know, to be, I love how we personalize it to each guest. We really want that true beauty for each guest to
right.
come out. So like you said, having that inspiration and then really trying to personalize it for,
right, for
that
them.
Individual person to bring out their mm-hmm. true beauty is
yes.
so powerful. All right, lipstick. Is it even a thing anymore, Tegan? Because I continue to put lipstick on because I'm
yep.
in a routine.
Right.
I've tried to get a little better at it. And then I put my mask on and I'm like, oh my gosh, why did I just do that? Because nobody can see my lipstick.
Right.
So what do you think? I mean, is lipstick even a thing now? Or what are you seeing that they're doing?
Yeah. So I've been pretty sad by this, honestly, because
yeah.
I've always enjoyed adding a nice red lip or a nude. I always really enjoyed putting on a lipstick. Just kind of, you know, makes you feel more powerful if you got a
yes.
good lip on.
Yes.
And so I personally haven't been wearing any lipstick with the mask. I just feel like it would get on the mask,
yes.
get on your face.
Yep.
It just wouldn't
yep.
be pretty under
yep.
there. And so this is super fun. I
yeah.
actually have been seeing on Amazon,
uh-huh.
they have these lipstick protection 3D masks. You unfortunately wouldn't see the lipstick under there unless
yes.
you were wearing some sort
yes.
of clear
yeah.
see-through one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I guess too with you know, because I know with a lot of our team and a lot of our customers, like dehydration and dry skin. Oh, yeah. And, you know, because you're wearing the mask, you're not drinking enough water.
Right.
I also feel that my lips are getting so dry underneath the mask. So do we have any products here that would really help with your lips and being able to hydrate them? And even I think there's like a pink grapefruit scrub that we have.
Yes.
That's kind of cool. I've used that. It's like, oh my gosh.
It's amazing.
Like, it's a little really cute little like gift that's really great on our little grab and goes that I got because my lips started getting so dry. Yeah. So are there anything else like that you would recommend if you feel like your lips are chapped or getting dry or, you know, really feeling that you need that self-care at home for your lips as well as your skin?
Oh yeah, definitely. I would always recommend a good exfoliation, you know, either if it is just your face or your lips as well. Mm-hmm. I know you normally don't think that you do need to, you know, exfoliate your lips, but it actually is something that's rather important. So that scrub would definitely be something to use maybe once a week, depending on, you know, how dry you were feeling.
Okay.
And then right after you exfoliated, we do have by Eminence, I believe, a coconut like chapstick, a moisturizing chapstick. So I would apply that right after you exfoliated and maybe do it more so like at nighttime. So you can put lather on that moisturizing chapstick and just let it soak in all night.
Yes.
And I think that will really benefit the next day.
That would be great. So you still feel like you're taking care of your lips, but yet it's like in a conditioning way.
Yes.
You know, that sometimes I feel like lipstick gave me that. Like it gave me that moisture from the lipstick when I put it on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I feel like I'm missing that now just because I'm wearing the mask all the time.
Right.
And I do think hydration, you know, just gotta continue to drink more water
Definitely.
Even if we have the mask on. So thank you. That's some great advice. And even being able to, you know, use that scrub a little bit on your lips, I wouldn't, you know, normally I would never have thought of that or, you know, even tried that until now with all the masking over our lips and stuff like that we've gone through. So we're all willing to try just about anything now, which is kind of fun just to try it. So, so what do you guys think? I mean, the celebrities, you know, what celebrities should we have our eyes on and who has changed up their look? You know, I think that's really exciting to see like who's made some bold changes and how are they embodying all things that are fall?
I think the celebrity that came straight to mind for me is Julianne Hough. She's very fashion forward and trendy, always keeping up with the seasons. But specifically, she made the change of going from her beach blonde to that coppery, like red, I think it was just like a ginger almost look.
Oh, I love ginger.
It was beautiful.
I love those terms to explain the color.
Me too. You know? It's such I mean, so many people have that natural look, but getting that on someone that is more so just like a color, I think she may have started a trend all on itself, honestly.
Yes, yes. And do we have colors like that? You know, would that be more like the Evo or what are you seeing? Is it something that has to be permanent or can somebody just try a wash and, you know, kind of experiment with the color? I've seen some of that out there with our team members.
We have a lot of different options. Of course, we have the permanent color, but of course, for someone that's never done it before and just kind of want to test it out, we do have a couple different options. We have our Schwarzkopf Vibrance line, and it's almost like a demi to where it will only last for, I mean, a month or so.
Okay.
And then we also have our Evo conditioner where we can customize it to whatever kind of copper you're really looking for.
Wow.
And you can just put the conditioner on your hair and leave it in for 5-10 minutes and you'll have that look to it.
Okay. I want to try that because I've seen so many great colors that I have just been like strawberry pink grapefruit.
Yes.
Or some really beautiful reds and coppers and ginger colors.
Right.
And it's kind of nice to try it because it's not permanent.
No.
And it's a conditioner. So it's really great for your hair and the condition. And then how long, you said about a month and that gradually fades out?
Right. I would say for the demi, for the Schwarzkopf, I would say a month or so. But for the conditioner, I think it only lasts, I mean, a couple washes. It just depends on if you want it in or not.
I
mean, if you want to keep it, you can keep using it every time you wash your hair.
Okay.
If you're like, you know what, this isn't for me, you can use like a clarifying shampoo to just start getting that pigment out. But it just lays right on the hair shaft. So it's not really penetrating in. So it is very easy to get out if it's not for you for some reason.
Okay. But well, that would be really fun to see. You know, yeah. We're going to challenge you.
Yes.
I want to see some Instagram posts of maybe some customers trying it.
Yes.
You know, and just trying to see some of those looks that we can share with our community about, you know, these fun pops of color that you can do that aren't permanent.
Right.
And, you know, could last a month or a wash or two.
Right.
And then if they love it, yeah, then you can get it permanent.
Exactly. So, we can do something a little bit more permanent. Yeah.
And it seems like everybody's just ready to try some new colors and some bold colors and, you know, really mix it up now because, you know, we've all been on lockdown and just ready to just experiment.
Right.
So thank you so much for sharing that, you know, really exciting for the colors that you can just try that are just semi-permanent or demi-permanent and not have to continue to have for a longer time.
Right.
And very healthy for the hair.
Yes.
That's great. Tegan, what celebrities do you have your eye on? And what do you think, you know, and who has changed it up so much to, you know, really inspire this whole new fall trend?
Yeah. So I've always kind of had my eye on Margot Robbie. She always has such a beautiful, interesting style to her look. Mm-hmm. And she's an amazing actress. So I feel like she always just has very bold makeup looks going on as well. And I've recently seen her doing an orange eyeshadow with like an orange lipstick. And orange right now is my favorite color.
Wow.
And so I just
Something you normally don't see.
I know. That's what
but
I thought.
It feels like a fall color, you know, with all the pumpkin spice and that as well. But actually using it on your eyes and your lips.
Yes. And it just
is so unique.
Yeah, so unique. And she's very like fair skinned and blonde. And so it just paired together so beautifully on her. Mm-hmm. And that's also where I saw the look of instead of doing a black liner to do a colored liner.
Yes.
And she did orange as well. And
yes.
I just thought that was so neat to see that. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I kind of want to try that on myself now.
Yes.
And so I think that she is definitely everything fall right now. And if you're looking for a good makeup look, I would definitely follow her.
Uh-huh.
And I also did see in the New York Fashion Week that they were talking about like fresh faces. They were really encouraging doing fresh, bare faces.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was so neat and so cool because it is really important to encourage, you know, natural beauty. And it's important to be, you know, comfortable in the skin that you're in.
Yes.
And I just thought that, you know, that was really neat that they were promoting fresh faces and we're calling it lit within or be lit within or something like that.
You know, I love that.
Exactly. And so I thought that was so cool and so neat. Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think why not, you know, with the mask, it kind of is nice to be a little fresh faced here and there. And,
and I love that term too, because it's kind of nice to empower that natural beauty from within and how to feel comfortable.
Yes.
You know, going with just a fresh face.
Yeah.
And then how to mix it up with, you know, doing more colors if you want to on your brows or your eyeliner. And I've also been seeing, it's been so exciting just to see a natural look that I think is really beautiful, but I know it's not totally natural. I love all the additions of even just the little eyelashes that I've seen so many people in the community wear that. The eyelashes look so natural now, but I kind of think, okay, is that your natural lash or did you get a little help from Penzo? and I love being in the salon and having, you know, customers come up and brag to me. They're like, Debbie, you know, I say, oh my God, your lashes look so beautiful. And like, well, they're kind of mine because I paid for them, but I got them here. And it's great to see not just the, you know, what we would normally call false eyelashes, you know, the total eyelashes, but just the little individual ones now that we do that are lash enhancement.
Yes.
Yeah. No, can you talk a little bit about that and how that is kind of nice because it gives you that natural look. You don't have to really wear mascara.
Right.
But yet it's fresh and it kind of gives you that pop with your eyes too.
Right. No, I'm kind of sometimes in the same boat as you, Debbie. I'm thinking, are those her natural lashes?
Or not, because they look so good.
Right. No, they do. They really add a really beautiful touch. And, you know, you like you said, they are individual. So you don't have to go full in, do full, you know, extensions on the whole eye. You can easily add a few wispies on the end. And it just adds beautiful pop, makes your eyes really look bright and open. And, you know, it's nice to kind of bring more attention to your eyes right now with the masks. Yeah. And I definitely think adding a few lashes on there definitely helps.
And I think with that fresh face of no makeup, kind of fresh, and not really like no makeup, but it just looks like a fresh, clean face.
Yes.
I love seeing the eyes pop like that.
Yeah.
And I love being able to have that opportunity to give others to try the little lash, you know, additions without the full lashes.
Exactly.
That it can still look natural.
Yeah.
And really, like you said, open up the eyes.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Love that. Oh, and we can't go the entire podcast. And I think we've done pretty well today that we've kind of infused these amazing products within our conversation.
Yes.
But, you know, we can't go without talking about products because, you know, it's such a big part of our daily routine, you know, in the salon and spa, as well as, you know, personally, our own little routines that we create at home for ourselves. And it's not just about the look. It's really about that self-care and taking the time to be able to pamper yourself. So what are some products, you know, or what's one product that you just cannot live without that you see is going to be really hot this fall?
I would say my go-to product for every client that I feel like cannot even stay on the shelves would definitely be the Davines Oil-on-One Milk.
That's one of my favorites.
It is a favorite for sure. You apply it to towel-dried hair.
Okay.
It moisturizes, detangles, calms frizz, adds shine, the heat protectant.
Okay.
It is everything all in one. So I feel like that's why clients go to it so easily.
Uh-huh.
Just because it's definitely what three or four products can do all in itself.
In one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Great. And how about the Davines products? Do you seem to really like the entire brand?
Yes, I do.
And the mission behind them.
I love Davines. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just because I feel like, well, I'm Italian.
It's from Parma, Italy. Yes. And they do work a lot with the farmers. And they're even now empowering farmers here from the United States to gather those resources and ingredients.
Right.
So it's all that, you know, I love the organic and the, you know, natural. And they really help with that carbon footprint across the world.
And the packaging. I think the packaging is really unique. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Davines. I love all of our products. But I would say Davines is definitely my go-to.
Okay, great. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. So that is called Oi Milk.
Yes, Oi All-in-One Milk.
Yep. What I love about that too, and I know that our customers just love this, we have a lot of travel sizes.
Yes.
A lot of the trial sizes that are, you know, smaller sizes that you can really try before you buy the big size just to see if you like it. So that's kind of nice to know. I know the little Oi Milk is a really cute little one too.
It's
that's
cute.
A really great little gift or a little grab and go.
Right.
But I use it every day. So I can't style my hair without it. I know I was out the other day. I'm like, how could I be out of a product? But I am.
And it smells. I mean, it smells amazing. There's a shampoo and conditioner too that can go with it that we also have a travel size of that.
Okay.
And there's also an oil that you can put on dry hair just to kind of help with any of that extra frizz or just to add a little extra shine or anything like that. But there's a travel size in that also. So,
oh, great. Yeah. So that's a whole little collection
right
there.
You got a whole little collection of travel.
And I love it how they do kind of build on each other and complement each other.
Exactly.
And when you have that little system, it all works together. So that's great.
Right.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah. That's a great, great suggestion there. Yeah. So, okay, Tegan, so what do you think, you know, you mentioned a couple little products earlier, but, you know, what is one go-to product for this fall that you just want everyone to know about that you see as just the must have for fall trends and skin or makeup?
Okay, I really feel like my go-to can't live without product is definitely probably my brow filler. I feel kind of naked without my brows filled in. So with them filled in, I feel like I am set for the day. I can conquer anything. Like
that power brow.
Yes. And, you know, I do love mascara, but I feel like as long as I have something on my brows that my eyes are, they're good. They're set for the day.
Yeah. And would that be the actual kit that you described earlier with us?
Yeah.
And what was that? It was from Youngblood.
Yes. And it was the Eyebrow Artiste palette or kit, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And then we also have a pencil by Youngblood. We have three different colors and they really help do kind of natural hair strokes.
Yes.
Kind of achieve that natural hair stroke look.
Uh-huh.
And I do enjoy the pencil as well. I definitely think it helps add that natural brow look that you're looking for.
And this fall, it's all about the brow.
Yes. It's all about that power
brow. I really feel like it is.
Yeah. And if anybody did want to just not only buy that product, yeah. but again, I think it's really nice to have a little consultation and have you teach them yes. on their, you know, particular face shape and their brow and their right. eye. You know, what's my power brow look like? We do that here, and they can go ahead and book a service like that to really actually come in and get to experience that and have you help teach them.
Yes, no, definitely.
Obviously, these products are all in the salon and spa, but also on our new platform, our e-commerce platform that we have now called shoppenzone.com. And I would really encourage all the listeners to check it out, go online, and don't forget, I love this because we tried so hard. Give your artist a little bit of love and show their love. You can actually pick their name and give them the credit for the product that you bought. Wow. So I love sharing that with our, you know, community and all of our fans because I think it's so important. You come in and Tegan gets to show you how to use a product. You buy it that day, but then you run out of it. Like I just did. I talked earlier about that. So you can go on Shop Pen Zone. You can reorder the product and you can give Tegan that love and that she gets and that credit for helping you get that product. So please, please, please go and check it out. Love the shoppenzone.com. It's going to be great for our upcoming holiday season to order things online and not only get for yourself, but send them to a loved one somewhere all over the world. Great. Okay. And finally, let's tell our listeners how they can connect with you because I know both of you have inspired me on Instagram and social media. So, you know, share, you know, how the listeners can connect with you if they want to connect and say, hey, I want to come in for a consultation or a blowout or a makeup lesson.
Yeah. I have my Instagram is @Adrian@Pen Zone. I just post before and after looks or my favorite products or really anything on there. And if you want to message me a question or just are not sure what you're looking for or how to schedule, I will definitely get back to you as soon as I can. But
yeah. That's great. I love being able to, and our industry is so primed for this.
Yes.
To see the before and after
yes.
is so inspiring.
Right.
Yes. And you've been doing such beautiful work. I'm
thank
so proud
you.
Of you.
Oh,
I'm just
thank you.
Really honored to spotlight you today.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Thank you. And Tegan.
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram.
Okay.
My Instagram is Tegan@Pen Zone. Uh-huh. And you can feel free to check out my work on there and direct message me personally on there if you'd like to book. And also on the Pen Zone One app, you can go on there and search for Tegan and you can book with me on there as well.
Yeah, I think that's a nice, you know, opportunity as well. I love our website.
Yeah.
You can look up all our artists and therapists and we get to see a little bio about you
yes.
and connect with you yeah. and have that little behind the scenes of your profile as
yeah.
well on our website, mm-hmm. as well as on the Instagram social media. So once again, you know, I'm so proud to spotlight you, Tegan. You've been an amazing skin expert and makeup artist for us. So
awesome.
We just welcome all the customers to come follow you guys and
yes.
check out your amazing art.
Thank you for listening to From the Outside In. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, you can follow me on Instagram @DebbiePenzone. I'm Debbie Penzone. You are exactly who you need to be.